It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this week you're looking at a documentary that's streaming online.
Yeah, so if you have Showtime, that's the place you can see it right now. It's called The Go-Go's, and it's about The Go-Go's, of course, super group in the early 80s, all-female group, which is really the interesting part of this whole story. It premiered at Sundance in January to rave reviews. Director Allison Elwood got interviews with all five of the members, including one of the original members who was kicked out of the band in 1981. They talked to their former manager, who also was replaced at some point. There was a lot of infighting that went on with this group. What makes this documentary interesting is she not only gets interviews with each individual Go-Go, but we have great file film footage of them in the LA punk scene in the late 70s. And that's some of the best footage you're going to find, see in this documentary. And you really see how they grew as a band. They were not terribly tight at first. They were just kind of playing, and it didn't matter if they were good or bad. And eventually, once they got some management and once they got some promotion people behind them, then we see the pop group that they became. But what people don't realize about the Go-Go's, Doug, is they were a punk group and they played all their own instruments and wrote their own songs. So they were the first female group to ever do that, to have a number one album. And so they are groundbreaking. People think of them as a pop band, but they do have kind of that punk sound to them. Some of that footage is fascinating. It's fascinating as they talk about kind of the formation of the group, how none of them could play instruments very well. Belinda Carlisle was the obvious lead singer. And then they kicked out a couple members of the band, got new people in, and that became kind of that classic five lineup that produced the three albums before they broke up in 1985. I really like this documentary a lot. All of the women are engaging. They're funny. The documentary is very funny, despite all the excesses of cocaine and booze and infighting that goes with every band that's ever had a story to tell. They are funny. They're very funny as they think back to how they met and how the band got going. So I really love this documentary a lot. A lot of good interviews also with other people. Stuart Copeland from The Police is interviewed, who they toured with and they opened for. Interesting stuff.
Well, it's a documentary, though, of a group that was big 40 years ago. So that's, you know, back when you and I, or mm-hmm. at least I was, following music a little more closely than I am now. You're saying that the storytelling makes it compelling even now?
Yeah, the storytelling is great. They're all so engaging and so open and honest about the drug addiction and the infighting and some of the hurt feelings that went on and the songwriting and how Charlotte Caffey and Jane Wiedlin actually made more money than the other Go-Go's because they were the primary songwriters of the hits. Our Lips Are Sealed, We Got the Beat, Head Over Heels, you know, all the songs that we can kind of hum in our head because they were so darn catchy. So they ended up making more money than the rest of the Go-Go's, and that became an issue as well. So it kind of plays like a Behind the Music VH1, but one of the more interesting parts, Doug, is when they went on tour in England right before they hit it big and they opened for Madness and The Specials, which were two kind of ska punk bands in England, and they played in front of really hostile crowds up in the north of England, skinheads, white nationalists. You can hear some of the stuff they're yelling at the Go-Go's from the audience, throwing stuff at them. So that was a real eye-opener for them, but that tour made them a better band, and they had just written We Got the Beat, and that became a big hit once they got back to the States. But I didn't know any of that about them, that they had toured England, that they had really been influenced a lot by the punk bands of England, like the Sex Pistols and the Clash. That's the basis of their music, which a lot of people don't realize, and they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's talked about as well, why they're not in. They only made the three albums. But again, they were groundbreaking in the end. What I also like, too, is that the director Elwood doesn't, you know, sometimes in documentaries, Doug, we find that a filmmaker tries to fit the story into their narrative, okay, and go back in time and put modern sensibilities. But Allison Elwood doesn't do that. The Go-Go's didn't consider themselves feminists, didn't consider themselves groundbreakers. In retrospect, they were, but most of the women, well, most of the Go-Go's talk about all they wanted was to make music, hit it big, and make money. They didn't have some overarching female empowerment thing going on, even though in retrospect, they were groundbreaking for female groups. So I like that Elwood didn't try to make something more than it was. In that respect, certainly they were groundbreaking for women and female musicians. but really they just wanted to make money and have hits at the time. That's what they said anyway.
I'm really intrigued by documentaries like this because, mm-hmm. again, the subject matter is over 40 years old in some cases, so that Elwood would have needed to find, you know, archival footage and get the rights to it and all that kind of thing to put it all together. So it's kind of a puzzle for her.
Yeah, and she had participation from all members of the band. As you might know, Doug, the Go-Go's have reformed over the years despite their differences. And so we do get some cathartic scenes near the end of the film where they're all together and they're looking at old photographs of the old days. And you really sense that family bond. They were sisters, and sisters fight sometimes, just like brothers. But they come together at the end. They're a family. They're a band. And I think now it's easier to look back and see how groundbreaking they were at the time.
Well, documentaries can be very intriguing, especially those that draw you in like you're describing the Go-Go's. So that's my Oscar trivia question this week. What won the best documentary feature for 2020?
Was it American Factory?
It was indeed.
Yes.
And that's a very interesting story about a Chinese billionaire mm-hmm. opening a factory in a General Motors plant and running into clashes of culture. So
yes.
intriguing yep. story there as well. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lee.